We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. Our beautiful sister in Christ, Tina Dobbs, is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is another beautiful sister in Christ, Miss Kayla Burge. Yes. Yay, I got it. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly flavored with his favor. He's awesome sauce.
Amen.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get those posted as soon as we can. Our sponsor for today is Spain's Construction and Remodeling out of Weatherford, Oklahoma. Quality work by a company with Christian values. Please remember to like, share, and comment done so that we know you're with us this morning. And even if it's later, just let us know that you tuned in. We appreciate y'all. I think I covered it all. Would you please pray to start us out?
I will. Gracious Almighty God, we just thank you so much for being present here amongst us. We ask that you open each of the listeners' ears to your word today, that they know your presence is amongst them, that they feel who you are, and that you are here to bring healing and restoration to their body, mind, and soul. And so, Lord, we ask that you center us today, that we center around you to hear your word. Amen.
Amen. I like your title, Prayer and Faith.
Yes. So as a pastor, you tend to do a lot of funerals over your ministry. And I remember meeting with one family in particular, and they were telling me some of the stories of their family. And I remember them telling me one particular story. And it was as the son was a little boy, he loved to be carried by his parents. Mm. I mean, he loved to be carried by his mother in her arms, just loved the scent of her smell, that combination of her perfume and her skin. And but he also just loved being carried by his dad. I mean, carried as, you know, riding on his shoulders, but especially loved being carried up by his dad, going upstairs to bedtime. And one day he put his head on his dad's chest. And as he was going up those stairs, he realized that if he was quiet enough, he could hear his dad's heartbeat. And so he said to his dad, "I can hear your heartbeat." And his father laid him down on the bed. And then his dad went and put his head on his chest and said, "And I can hear your heartbeat." And so this went back and forth for several years. And it was ended up becoming part of their nightly routine of just as basically an unofficial way of saying goodnight and I love you. Well, eventually the boy grew up. I mean, he became a teenager like all of us do. He was too big to be carried by his parents anymore. And, you know, when you come about 13, 14 years old, you think that your parents are the most embarrassing people in all of the world and that they don't know anything, right? Well, he couldn't wait to grow up, get out of high school, go to college, get out of the house, and eventually he did. But as we all know, that when you turn somewhere in the age of 25 to 30 years old, you realize, you know, you get married, you have your own kids, and then you think, you know, maybe my parents weren't as dumb as I thought they were. you realize that, hey, maybe they actually are kind of smart, and they obviously, you know, helped me get to my point. And so this young man at the time, his mother had passed away when she was 68, had a heart condition that she passed away from. And so because of that, he wanted to go and check in on his father, and would come and check in on him every so often. And but his father, as he grew with age, grew weaker and more frail and thinner. Just kind of what happens when you age. But one day after work, when he went to go visit his father, he found his father lying on the floor. Ice cream had fallen, melted, and he decided, okay, I'm going to pick him up. And he took him to bed. And when he went and put his father down, you know, his father probably weighed less than 100 pounds at that time. He carried his father to the bedroom, lowered him into the bed, and his father looked up at him and said, I can hear your heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Is there really anything more intimate than to hear the heartbeat of another person? I mean, do children really feel more secure when they are carried in the arms of their parents? I mean, we as human beings desire so much, but can we desire anything more than to be held so close and know that we are so loved? And the disciples of Jesus come to know the Lord, and they even ask Jesus, teach us to pray. Now, most of us probably know the Lord's Prayer, know it by memory in our hearts, but at that time, that was what was asked. The disciples asked Jesus, teach us to pray. Now, it's not an unusual ask at that time, because rabbis always taught their disciples how to pray. But compared to a lot of the other rabbis at the time, the prayer that Jesus teaches his disciples is remarkable because it's so simple. It's so direct. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but for me, I think, I need sometimes that directness. I need you to just hit me off top of the head and say, this is what you do. And I'll say, many of the saints have suggested that Jesus taught all that we needed to know in the very first words of the Lord's Prayer. He taught us to pray, our Father. He taught us to call God our Father. And throughout the Gospels, Jesus uses the image of a loving parent to convey the truth of who God is and how God loves us. And we have to understand that any human word that we try to use to name God, or even just describe God, conveys just really a part of the truth of who God is. We can try to use every noun, verb, adjective, adverb that's out there, but it's never going to fully convey who God is, because we're only human. We can't fully say, oh, this is exactly who God is, because God is so beyond all that. I mean, he's just beyond our comprehension. But as we get to know God more in our lives, that comprehension becomes a little bit more and more complete. As we live our lives, as we get to understand God more, go deeper in with God, we tend to know that a little bit more. And there's always more to know. There's always more to learn and experience about the living God. And in Matthew's gospel, Jesus even at one point uses the image of a mother hen gathering her young close to her to convey the reality of who this God is, the divine love that God shows. In John's gospel, Jesus uses the word Abba as the name for God. And this is a childhood type name. It's like what we would probably call God as Papa. Papa. You develop, when you say that word, like an absolute trust towards God. It just shows the truth. And so the disciples, they ask, how should we pray? And Jesus answers, call God Father. And this is really crucial, because sometimes as we read other parts of the Bible, we can get the impression that maybe God is distant or angry, that maybe God has to be pleased or is keeping score. This is sometimes what we come across as. And many times we even come across that we think God is so judgmental that we can't do anything right. But that's not what Jesus says. Jesus says that when you go to God, call him Father. Call him Abba, Papa. It's as if Jesus is saying God is so in love with all of his children that he wants to carry each of us in his arms. The God of Jesus Christ is a God who desires to be intimate with us. This is a God who can be so close to us that we can hear his heartbeat and he can hear ours. And this is why Jesus is born. This is why the Word became flesh. From all eternity, God has had something profoundly important to tell us. God has wanted to tell us how deeply we are loved, and God knew that this kind of message had to be delivered face to face. It's not something that we can just read about. We have to experience. And so he sent his only son to become human. And in the ministry of Jesus, God says to his children, listen, I have something important to say to you. And so whenever we draw close to the person of Jesus, we draw near and stay close. And as we draw that to that closeness, we will hear that heartbeat of God. And he hears ours. And that just makes me think, when I pray to God, am I listening intently? Am I quiet enough to be able to hear God's heartbeat? Or am I just shouting all of what I want and what I desire and forgetting of how close God is in the process? I mean, if Jesus is the revelation, the incarnation of the heart and heartbeat of God, whom he taught for us to call Father, maybe we need to look at that a little bit more deeply. Maybe we need to think about how God has come into our lives and asks us to be quiet, to hear the breath of God, to hear that heartbeat, to hear what his voice is saying. I mean, many of us, though, we've become accustomed to maybe even saying the Lord's Prayer. And so I want to encourage each person that if you don't know the Lord's Prayer, Google it, look it up, go to Matthew and read, because there's so much in there to know how to pray if you've never prayed before. But if you do know the Lord's Prayer, I want you to think about, you know, when is a time that you can go to the Lord in prayer every day? Maybe it's at this time right now with the Hour of Power, you know, 9 o'clock every morning. Maybe it's at noon every day. Maybe it's at 9 o'clock at night after your kids go down to bed. But find that time, set an alarm on your phone every single day and go to the Lord in prayer. Find that time to say, God, I'm coming to you. But don't be oblivious to any of the other times that are going to come up that you need to go to the Lord in prayer. You know, somebody comes to you with a prayer request and you say, hey, you know, so-and-so's in the hospital with cancer. Can you pray for them? Pray for them during those times too. And don't just say that I'm going to add them to my prayer list. Go to them and pray with them right then. You know, ask if you can pray right then for them. Because usually when they say that they have a need, they need that prayer right then. And so don't be surprised to have that spontaneous time of prayer as well. But I want to invite you to find that time every single day of the week. And then I want to also invite you in that time to just be still, to listen to God, to stay quiet, and just to be able to say, God, I need you. And let God speak to you in those moments. Even if it's just for 2 or 3 minutes. 2 or 3 minutes doesn't make that much difference on your way to your commute or if it's getting your kids ready. I mean, I can say it might seem like a long time for 2 minutes, but it really isn't. And sometimes that's all you need to do is just start your morning off or start your day off. And then just sit and call God by his name. Father, Abba, Papa. And as you do, I want you to picture yourself being held closely and securely in the arms of God, carried along by God's strength and goodness, that you can hear God's heartbeat and he can hear yours. And then throughout the rest of the day, when you become frazzled or busy or running late or angry or frustrated or fearful, I want you to stop and return to that one word, Father, and return to that image that you are a child of God, being held by your Father, and He can hear your heartbeat, and you can hear His. You see, God has much to tell you if you will just listen, and God has much for you to do so that others can have that same experience. But if you think about the Lord's Prayer, did you ever notice that when teaching us to pray, Jesus did not teach us to pray, "My Father"? No, He teaches us to pray, "Our Father." And this prayer is not designed to create a self-centered, isolating, or individualized sense of piety or even spirituality. Instead, the Father whose heartbeat I can hear is not just my dad, but He's ours, everyone's. And the God who loves me beyond all my imagining loves my neighbor the same way. And let's be honest, God even has the audacity to love my enemies the same way. To pray our Father instead of my Father is to confess that I am a part of something much bigger than myself to pray. Our Father, rather than my Father, is to admit that I am not the one who gets to create the guest list for this amazing encounter with God's heart. Now, the Father determines who His children are, and I just have to get used to the fact that the Father loves all the people that I struggle to even like. Right? I mean, the Father, our Father, wants to draw every single person who walks this earth into an embrace with His love and mercy, His heart. So the question is, are we willing to create churches and homes and communities and neighborhoods where this message is made clear? The message that all are truly welcome. I mean, that my God is not just my God, that He's yours and theirs and ours. I mean, He's the Shepherd King, the Creator, the Father, the Dad, the Abba, the parent who holds us so close and embraces us. That is the Father who comes to us from heaven. So I'm going to invite for those prayer requests to be said about this time, and we're going to talk a little bit more about how prayer and faith connect in the next part.
I love the message you're bringing this morning. We had Bible study last night at the pregnancy center, and this is something that I kind of shared with the Bible study. I struggled with some stuff, and I really had a hatred toward people. And I even had some hate toward God. But I took that hate to Him. And He told me the sweetest thing. He said, "You know what matters? Is that I love them just as much as I love you. And I desire a right relationship with them just as I desire a right relationship with you."
Amen.
And that just really did something to me on the inside.
Yeah.
It really changed me. And then I began to pray and ask God to give me a new heart. That I did not want the hate anymore. It was too much. It was killing me. Mm-hmm. Literally.
Yeah.
And so I asked God to take the heart of stone and give me a heart for him, a heart of flesh, a heart for him mm-hmm. that is sensitive and to him, to his Holy Spirit. And boy, howdy. Mm-hmm. Now I leak a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not angry like I was. Mm-hmm. And I'm not full of hate. Mm-hmm. I don't go around throat punching people and putting and putting headlocks down on them, y'all. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just really cool how when we come to him with a sincere request through prayer, when we are sincere, he is more than willing to give us that request. Mm-hmm. And it took me time to get in line. You know, I had to make some adjustments. But I think it's really cool that you're bringing the message you're bringing today, because it just encourages my heart and kind of fans that flame, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you got some prayer requests over there, Sister?
My friend Sherry's mom is like a second mom to me. She's having knee surgery this morning. We want to pray for, her name is Connie, sorry. We want to pray for Neva's daughter, Renee, who is having a procedure today also. And then my friend Robin Franks, who had back surgery last week, is still struggling with nausea.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Almighty God, we need to know that you are here so that we can go out there and do your work. You sent us Jesus, and he embraces us in your love. But Lord, we come to you because we have some physical needs that need to be healed. And so, Lord, we pray for Connie and Robin and Neva's daughter, Renee. We ask that your healing comes upon them, that they are able to have no more pain and suffering, but instead are able to jump for joy for you, O Lord. For Lord, we know you are the great physician. You are the provider. But sometimes, Lord, it's hard for us to trust in you. And so today, O Lord, we put our full trust and faith in you. We ask that you be with the doctors, nurses, and all of the medical staff for these prayer concerns. And we also ask that you be with each prayer concern that is upon our hearts, but maybe was not spoken or given to us today. But we know you, O Lord, hear them. We ask for your spirit to be upon each and every person who is listening here today, and that they know you, O Lord, and they give you their life. For you, O Lord, want our hearts, our minds, our souls, our strength. And so, Lord, we give them to you today. Just as you have sent your son Jesus to embrace us in your love, Lord, we come surrendering ourselves so that we can be embraced by you. And maybe, Lord, maybe if we're quiet enough and listen, we can hear Christ's heartbeat and yours. So be with us today and every day, O Lord. Amen.
Amen. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Y'all know Christmas is coming up. Contact Pastor Joe for some custom designs in wood. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here at the Promise Center in Elk City.
The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.